going to read a story about the prophet Elijah. A prophet is a man the Lord chooses to give special messages to, and then his job is to tell the people what the Lord's messages are. And the Lord sent the prophet Elijah far away from his home country, way up north, to live with a widow. And the widow had just one son. A widow is a woman who's lost her husband. Her husband has died and gone to the spiritual world. And she just had her one son left. And Elijah went and stayed with the widow for some years. And even though there was a terrible drought and famine, the Lord made it so that her sack of flour and her jar of olive oil never ran out. So they had food through all those times of famine. But then something very sad happened to the widow. You can see what it was that happened and what she learned by this story. Hear the word of the Lord in the first book of Kings, part of chapter 17. And it was after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became sick, and his sickness was exceedingly strong, until there was no breath remaining in him. And she said to Elijah, "What is it to me and to you, man of God? Have you come to me to make my iniquity to be remembered and to make my son die?" And he said to her, "Give me your son." And he took him out of her bosom and brought him up into the upper room where he dwelt and laid him on his own bed. He called to Yehovah and said, "Yehovah, my God, have you also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn, to put her son to death?" And he measured himself upon the child three times and called to Yehovah and said, "Yehovah, my God, I pray, let the soul of this child come back within him." And Yehovah listened to the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back within him, and he lived. And Elijah took the child up and brought him down out of the upper room into the house and gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, "See, your son lives." And the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know this, that you are a man of God, that the word of Yehovah in your mouth is truth." We also read from the Arcana Celestia, number 2694. It explains why the Lord has to allow sad times like this to come upon us. "Those who are being reformed are reduced into ignorance of truth or desolation, even to grief and despair, and then for the first time they have comfort and help from the Lord. For example, there are people who have conceived the persuasion that once they have been justified, there is no longer any evil in them, but it is completely wiped away and blotted out, and thus they are pure. If it is made clear to them by thousands of reasons that nothing is wiped away or blotted out, but that they are kept back from evil and held in good by the Lord, and if moreover they are convinced by experience that of themselves they are nothing but evil, and indeed are most impure heaps of evils, after all of that, they will not recede from the belief of their original opinion. But when they are reduced to such a state that they perceive hell in themselves, and this to such a degree as to despair of ever being able to be saved, then for the first time that persuasion is broken, and with it their pride and their contempt for others in comparison with themselves, and also the arrogance that they are the only ones who are saved. And then they can be led into the true confession of faith, not only that all good is from the Lord, but also that all things are of his mercy, and at length into humiliation of heart before the Lord, which is not possible without the acknowledgement of the true character of self. Hence, now it is manifest why they who are being reformed or are becoming spiritual are reduced into the state of vastation or desolation, and that when they are in that state, even to despair, They then, for the first time, receive comfort and help from the Lord. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.